Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, Mr. Phil Campbell. How are you?
I'm very good, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to chat with you again. We're talking about the new album, The Age of Absurdity, which is a real high-energy album. Was there a lot of spontaneity, or did you have a clear idea in mind all along for how you wanted it to turn out?
We just tried to write the song by song. I mean, it's turned out amazing. Luckily, all the reviews have been on our side. They've been fantastic. I think with any good music, I think you just try and write the best you can. We wanted to make a good hard rock album, and be sincere to our live sound and everything. But we just try and write a good song, and then put a lot of good songs together. Try and put them in a decent order so it works and everything. Yeah, we just try and write good music, that's the basis of it all, really.
Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons' new album, The Age of Absurdity, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Ringleader on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. And there's an old adage, never go into business with family. But what's the upside to being in a band with your sons, Tyla, Dane, and Todd?
Well, like, at least I can remember their names. it's great. We've been playing music together as a family off and on, for many years. Like, since all the kids were like 4 or 5 years old each, they had a guitar in their hands or a little drum kit, and used to come to some of my pub gigs and things, and they've grown up listening to music around the house. So it's good. I guess it's a kind of understanding, family understanding, which is quite indefinable, probably. But if we do have a big disagreement, that's one of the drawbacks. Then it's not nice, if you're the father and there's a problem with it, But it works out great 98% of the time. We basically just have disagreements over the music, which is good, I think, because, if you're not going to, if you don't care about music, nobody gives it a toss, but we all do. We all try and chip in and say what we think we need to say to make it a better product.
Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons have a new release out called The Age of Absurdity. I'm going to be giving away a copy of it later on in the show. I've also got Judas Priest tickets for the Microsoft Theater show. Plus, we'll check out a new tune from their album that they just released. And we'll have more with Phil Campbell. It's Whiplash in 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Campbell with us on the show. We're talking about the new release from Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, The Age of Absurdity. And in addition to the Bastard Sons, you've also been working on a solo album. Musically, what separates that from what you're doing with your sons?
For my solo album, I mean, I had to put it on a bit of a hold to finish writing with the boys and recording the album with the Bastard Sons album. It's not quite. I've got loads of heroes of mine and friends on the album, which I'm so lucky. I cannot believe that they've actually performed on my record. It's different, I'm playing piano on it a little bit, really bad piano, by the way, and stuff, and I still got a few songs to write on it. I don't know what it'll be like in the end. It'll be a bit different from what, I don't know what people expect, really, I don't know, we just wait and see. That's the excitement of music. You don't know what's going to come at the end of the rainbow, kind of thing. But I would like, in a perfect world, to have it out sometime 2018, this year, if it's ready. If not, as soon as possible next year. But it's still going. Yeah, it will come out. It will come out at some point. It's been a long time in the making. Believe me.
Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash. And I've got a new tune from Jonathan Davis of Korn for you now. What It Is on Whiplash. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. And Phil, Hawkwind's Silver Machine is a song very much associated with Lemmy. What made you decide to cover that song as a bonus track on the new album?
Well, it's a great song. I always loved Silver Machine. We did it with Motorhead. I persuaded Lem to do it with us with Motorhead for, I think, 3 or 4 years, somewhere in, 10, 15 years ago. I think Lem used to quite enjoy singing it, actually. He didn't complain that much. It always sounded great to me. The crowd loved it. So when my band came together with the All-Star Band, as it was called then, we were just like a party band doing covers. That was one of the songs I suggested, and and we still enjoy playing it to this day. And we've done a few shows with Hawkwind, which we were lucky enough to play support with them, and they were amazing. We asked Dave one day, listen, we're going to put this on for a special track on our debut album. What do you want to play on it? And it was raining that day, and by the end of the day, he'd done it. He called me up and he said, well, I've done it already, Phil. It was been raining today, nothing to do on the farm, so I've done some synthesizer, some guitar, and some vocals for you. It's brilliant. It's perfect. And we all feel really honored, to have Dave Brock on our version of Silver Machine. It's incredible.
Phil Campbell is my guest this evening. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons have a new album out. It's called The Age of Absurdity. Going to be giving away a copy of it in just a bit. Also, Phil's going to be picking music. We've got music from Motorhead coming up. It's all on the way. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons album, The Age of Absurdity, is out now. And Phil, you played in Motorhead for over half your life. What was the biggest adjustment after it ended?
It's like, I guess, there's lots of adjustments. And, just not being able to pick up the phone or tell Lemmy to turn his bass down, that was a bit of a shock. I used to tell him that most days. I don't know, it's kind of a time I don't remember for a few months after we kind of stopped. Because with Motorhead, Lemmy and myself, we never talked about the end of the band. Like, we talked about the next tour, the next song, the next video, the next movie we're going to watch or something. It was never like an ending thing to it. Like, we all knew it was going to come at some point. But we have music to as therapy, so it all helped. And having a great family of musicians and a great wife and everything helped see me through it. It was kind of a blur at that point now, but I used to have my own posh dressing rooms, with Motorhead and private jets and stuff. And with the Bastard Sons, we're not quite up there yet. But as long as the music's good, that's the main thing, we eat in pot noodles on some gigs, which is quite funny. It's a good crowd and a good, a good receptive crowd. And if you've got a good band, it's not really an adjustment. You're playing to people who are really appreciating what you've tried to do. So if it's in a smaller venue or a massive venue, it's not a lot of difference, really. I mean, obviously, when you take these, what I'm saying, to extremes, there is a big difference. But, I think Lem and all the deceased Motorhead members would be really proud of what I'm doing at the moment with the boys. And I think they'd be, banging their beer glasses down to the beat, so to speak.
Phil Campbell is with us. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons have a new album out called The Age of Absurdity. And I've got a vinyl and CD copy to give away to caller 25 right now at 800-955-KLOS, both furnished by Nuclear Blast Records. 800-955-KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. The Age of Absurdity from Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons is out now. And tell us, what are the plans for touring?
We just got the album out now. We're going to do our own tour for a month. And then in April, we're going to do some shows with Ugly Kid Joe in Europe, which are good friends. Then the usual festivals in the summer, which I'm not quite sure which ones we're doing yet. We have the Chris Jericho rock and wrestling crews booked for end of October, which will be a lot of fun because Chris is a lot of fun, and you know, it's going to be brilliant rock, wrestling and comedy, I think. And yeah, I'm sure lots of other stuff will come in there, and we'll keep writing songs for the band, and I'll keep trying to finish my solo record. So it's looking pretty busy, like, and we've had a great response from people who've heard the album and everything, you know. So fingers crossed. The usual rock and roll day at the office kind of thing, but it lasts a year.
Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons release The Age of Absurdity is out now. Pick that up. And Phil, thank you so much for taking the time.
Anytime, Jackie. You're welcome.
Thanks for hanging with me on another edition of Whiplash. I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And do check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Just click on shows and go to Whiplash. Frazier Smith is coming up next. Gonna leave you off this evening with Pantera. And raise your glasses for Vinnie Paul, who celebrates a birthday today. By Demons Be Driven. It's Whiplash. See ya.